I'm here with Jim Murphy. It's just after the filming of the debate in Edinburgh. Jim, how did it go?
I really enjoyed it. It was like no debate I've been in before. It's kind of real energy about the place, and it was just smashing standing on that stage and seeing the hundreds upon hundreds of people. And I thought we had a kind of fair cut and thrust of it all. And I think what it helped to do is demonstrate again the difference between Labour and the Tories. They will take away the child trust funds for families in Scotland and across the UK who earn just £16,000. They will also restrict the child tax credit, and that's the difference. They will give a tax cut to multimillionaires, and they'll take money away from people who earn just £16,000. At their heart, they are unchanged.
What do you make of the performance of the other speakers?
Well, I think the other speakers were pretty good at reading out their policy briefs. But I think ultimately the fact is that it's either going to be myself or David Mundell, who's Secretary of State for Scotland, come Friday morning. And it's pretty clear. I mean, Alex Salmond came and stood at the podium for the SNP, but he's not standing at the election for the SNP. He doesn't trust any of his candidates to come out after dark, I don't think. The Lib Dems, nice enough bloke, but manages to avoid the fact that they're going to cut child tax credits and abolish child trust funds. So I thought it was a really good debate, and well done to everyone for putting it on.
As you say, it was a lively debate. What's the one thing you'd like people to take away and remember on May the 6th?
I want people to remember that politics changes the world. It can change it for better or it can change it for worse. It can change people's lives and change the fate of countries and the direction of the whole world. And the main thing is actually to go out and vote on polling day. Obviously, I want folk to go out and vote for the Labour Party. But my main message in the debate this evening is that you have a responsibility to go out and vote. People across the world campaigned, fought, and on occasion died for the right to vote. Go out and vote and use your vote. Use your vote to vote for someone of substance, someone of experience in Gordon Brown, or you'll end up with David Cameron. All the superficiality, all the pleasantries, all the spin, little substance, and the substance that he does have is pretty dangerous for Scotland and the United Kingdom families.
Jim, thank you very much.
No problem.